From the soulless concrete jungle to the soul of the Southwest, it's Art Talk on KCRW. As you walk into Agnes Martin's retrospective at LACMA, you're immediately faced with a choice. Turn left and head into the history of her early years painting in New York City. But turn right and check out her later years in the mountains of New Mexico. The differences between the two are as clear as any of her precise line drawings, and with more on her work and why she was so special, KCRW's very own art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp is here with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
So who was Agnes Martin?
A minimalist of sorts, working in abstract art, and the importance of this show being at LACMA is that it was curated by Michael Govan, the museum's director, along with curators in other institutions. I saw it when it was at the Tate Modern in London. But here he's made some very interesting choices. He's worked with Agnes Martin's work for a long time. It's perfect for his sensibilities, and it's very reductive and requires a lot of attention. He made the decision to have the work that she made in New York on the eastmost galleries and the work she made in New Mexico in the western galleries after she went to New Mexico. So you can actually see how her work made in New York was gray and confined, and you can see how her work in New Mexico is expansive and colored. However, it's always minimal.
It's always minimal, but it seems like this is a little unusual for LACMA. Why is her work there?
The show's at LACMA really because of Michael Govan's affection for Agnes Martin's work. I mean, he hasn't really got time to organize that many exhibitions. And this is an artist he feels passionately about. And here's how we know that. The art dealer Arnie Glimpscher and his wife Millie gave LACMA a very important Agnes Martin painting that's in this show as a result of, you know, his dedication to this work. And in addition, he had glass removed from the surfaces of many of these paintings. Very difficult to convince lenders to do this, but that is the way you want to see an Agnes Martin painting. So you can see the very gentle surface. I mean, she barely used any color. You have to, but you get close, you can see the nubby surfaces of the paper, of the fabric, of the canvas. You can see the gleam of graphite. And she worked in these very minimal pencil grids. And they sound very dry, but in fact, they're radiant and rewarding.
How is it different from showings of her work, say, in Europe?
Well, Govan added 12 paintings to this show, and it really reflects his own affection and feeling for the West. And Martin, her work really blossomed after she came to New Mexico. I mean, she had been an acclaimed artist on the East Coast. She had been in a very important Guggenheim show, and she was a schizophrenic. She had a breakdown about that in part and spent 2 years just driving around the country, not engaging in her art. And finally, she settled in New Mexico, and it took her 3 more years to actually even start making art again. And when she did, you can see the difference. You can see the sense of light and space and color. Now, these are still just simple horizontal or vertical bars.
And sometimes very minimalist, as you say.
And the color is very subdued. But the work is extremely poetic, and she was interested in Buddhism and Taoism, and the spiritual dimension of her work really was able to flow once she was in the West.
It sounds really fascinating. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, it's on display, her work, Agnes Martin's work, on display at LACMA. Thank you for this week's Art Talk. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.